I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Redding's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Redding, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding on California Street and open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Redding's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. It's a wonderful Thursday night. We are here and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. Well, tonight is going to be a good life, that's for sure, and a good night because we have two gentlemen here in the studios with us. We have Mike Gallagher. He is the co-founder of Shasta Thrive and Manter House, and joining him is a longtime friend and community member, Baron Browning of the Anderson City Council. And if you're just now tuning in and listening to us, you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And just to give you a little background, my name is Michelle Slade, and we are here tonight to celebrate unsung heroes, those people in our community who just rise above, making a difference in the lives of individuals and community members, not because they have to, not because they're told to, not because their employer said, hey, we're sponsoring this event, you need to get down there, but just because it's the right thing to do. It's just good people making a difference in the lives of others so that they can have a good life. And so that's really what the heart of the show is about. It really was brought about a few months back. I was just sitting around in awe, just looking at our community and thinking about all the amazing people that we have. And prior to the show, the three of us were talking about just all the amazing people in our community who rose above when we had the Cal Fire and the Camp Fire and all the other fires that were happening all around us. People stepping up, offering their homes, offering spaces to complete strangers where maybe you wouldn't normally do that. Maybe it's out of character, and that's where that unsung hero kind of comes out, because it's not something you would normally do on a day-to-day, but when you see the need, you're drawn to it. So to make a difference. And so tonight we're going to hear about one of those needs. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start with Mike, because Mike, as the co-founder of Shasta Thrive and Manter House, I have heard nothing but amazing stories that have come out of that. And so what I'd like to do is introduce you to our listeners and have you just kind of tell us a little bit about how did you get started? Like, what is Manter House? What is Shasta Thrive?
Well, thanks, Michelle, for having us tonight. And thanks for the opportunity to share.
Absolutely.
It's really good to be here. So Manter House is a small home in a community in the neighborhood of the Bruce Street neighborhood. Some folks might know that terminology.
Okay.
It was generating about 80% of all the police calls for the city of Anderson Police Department. So we found that out and were led down there to purchase a home and create a community center.
Wow. So what year was this?
This was in 2011.
Okay.
So, yeah, we closed escrow in July and had our first meeting that later that November. It took that many months to get the place cleaned up and livable. We just knew that we had learned a lot about community transformation, city transformation through John Thompson and Redding Transformation. And so he sent us to South to Anderson, and we started under the label of South County Transformation. Some people may remember that organization. That was kind of our beginning, and we were under John's umbrella, and that was wonderful to have the support there of John and that team. And so we just – the funny part of the story is when we ended up down there, people would ask us, what are you doing down there? We'd say, we don't really know. You know, we're just kind of doing the next thing that we're being led to do. And, of course, our faith was leading us in a lot of that. So, so with that, I would say that we just knew that we wanted to teach life skills.
Right.
It was so much about life skills. And one of the when we talk about community transformation, the primary social indicator of that is the elimination of systemic poverty. And so this was all centered in, you know, around poverty because, you know, when if you go where the police are making arrests, you're probably going to find an area of poverty. So, and everybody, there was no secret. What was, you know, Bruce Street wasn't a secret to anybody. It was pretty well known. So it was interesting to end up there and be greeting folks who were, that I didn't ever think I would be really having relationships with and talking to and interacting with. But as we would do outreaches and people would come on the property, it was really cool to, you know, to be able to interact with people because really people are just people.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
just,
it's
we
true.
All have different background and different challenges and different struggles. And, but it's been an interesting ride to say the least, a lot of hard work. It's hard when people, when you do walk with people long enough to get into the hurts and the wounds of their lives and try to heal those things up and move them forward in life. And that can be a bit of a challenge, but it's really good work. So,
so then let me set the stage just a little bit. So if I remember correctly, so Deanna, your beautiful wife, she was going to join us tonight, but is homesick. So everyone think about her. Mm-hmm. She is the other founder for you. So the two of you, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. So the two of you are living your lives. You're working, you're professionals, you're doing what you think you're called to do. And then what one day you just hear this, there's a need. Like what drove you? I mean, obviously 80% is a huge number when we start talking about neighborhoods and crime and poverty and the amount of reports that are going to the Anderson Police Department. But what was it, that one thing that made you get off your comfort zone of where you were at, if you were comfortable, and step into something new?
Well, walking with John, we saw some interesting, uncomfortable situations. So we were starting to get a little training in that. But the quick version is, Deanna actually heard the word mentor one morning out of the blue, heard it again. She was in prayer and Google searched the word mentor and this bright yellow house for sale showed up on a Zillow ad. And, the long version of that is that she had just sold a company that she had been running for 13 plus years called DataWise. And we were able to purchase that home and that was the beginning. Prior to that, though, we were doing some things in Anderson as South County Transformation, and one of those things that we did was a community prayer breakfast, which is where Chief Webb at the time, our police chief, Dale Webb, stated, because we asked him, when we talk about, again, back to the community transformation needs become opportunities. So when you ask those, and now it would be Barron, my friend Barron, like, where does it hurt most in the city? Where's the most pain felt? And that was how we asked the question to the police chief at that time. Where is the most pain in your city? And he said, the Bruce Street neighborhood.
So you're already connected. You're already trying to make a difference. And then you see this greater need and this opportunity come up. And so some people would just say, well, someone's going to take care of that. You know, and I think that's kind of not at any fault of those people. Because we have busy lives and we all continue, you know, making a living and providing for our families. And we all already have our civic duties or engagements that we're in. And it's pretty remarkable that the two of you saw this need. You are connected. You're already fulfilling a need. And you think, oh, I can do more. Maybe I can do more. So I want to talk more about that, but we're going to go into a break. We're going to come back at when we come back. Let's go ahead and follow up. Let's continue where we left off, and then we're going to have Barron join the conversation.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear down, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. We are here every second Thursday of the month at 6:05, right after the little news. There's like a 5-minute segment. And so every second Thursday of the month, we are highlighting what we have determined as local heroes in the North State. And that's, it's North State now, but it's local heroes of the North State on the second Thursday of the month. Well, tonight we have with us a Shasta Thrive Manter House co-founder, Mike Gallagher, and his wonderful, beautiful wife, Deanna, is not here with us tonight, but she is an integral part, I know, in this process as well. And then also joining us is Baron Browning, and he is an Anderson City Council member and a longtime friend and supporter of this ministry. And so, you know, Mike, we talked a little bit earlier about what is Shasta Thrive and what is Manter House, and we're going to really get into that even a little bit more, because we know that you were founded in 2011. You saw a need in the Anderson community. The neighborhood that you were in, the crime rate was being reported that police were being called out about 80% of the time was in this neighborhood. And when they got in there, it was really generational poverty that was driving a lot of that, if I understood you correctly, which also has to do with, you know, everything that we deal with. Not poverty becomes health issues, becomes family struggles and dependencies. And so we know that you can't do it alone. It really does take a community and take a village to create change. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll let Baron kind of chime in as well.
Yeah, real quick, just want to say thanks. Early on when we were beginning this thing, and as I shared earlier, we didn't have language to explain what we were trying to do. first, the one I can remember is Regina Collier with APD. Wonderful woman. She's one of my heroes. She's the actual hero because she will take people down to the ground when they need to be, you know, she's right. Amazing, amazing woman, a wonderful police officer, long career in Anderson. But she came alongside of us and trained us, talked to us about gangs, talked to us about, you know, the realities of the neighborhood and what was going on with the youngsters that were there that were, for lack of a better term, they're the actual offspring of when the Hells Angels were in the neighborhood. So I don't know if a lot of people know that history of that neighborhood, but they had moved in there for a season because they wanted to control the I-5 corridor. So this is what we were moving into was these were the children and the single moms left behind, you know, with their children. So, which is heart-wrenching, to be honest with you, when I think about that. So fatherlessness and all the things that go with when that brokenness is in the neighborhood. But Regina came alongside and Officer, now Lieutenant Blunk, came alongside of us and trained and educated us and encouraged us and told us more than once they thought we might be crazy and but they loved on us and kept stuck with us. And then, of course, the city was very generous and very supportive and as well as the fire department. So when we would do kids days, the police and the fire department would always show up with their engines and cars and kids would get to have fun. And one of our great, one of my proudest things of what we were able to do in that neighborhood, and Baron might be able to share a little bit more about this, is reestablish a connection between police and the children.
Right.
We weren't really able to reach very well the teenagers, but the grammar school age kids were coming, and then we would bring the police in and they got to know them. And now and at our fundraiser dinner, 2 years ago, when the police chief shared, also Officer Bailey, Scott Bailey shared, and he gave an amazing testimony about how when he comes into the neighborhood, it's a whole different feel now. Last thing I want to share is we came in behind others who had been in the neighborhood doing really good work. There's some churches that were showing up down there. There was, you know, the police were doing a great job in spite of, you know, the struggles there. We just got to come in and really come in on their coattails and just did something different. Right. And it was way outside the box, but we were very supported. And so I just always want to honor those who go before and who support. And Baron has always just been a real champion for us and shows up when we ask and doesn't ask any questions, just does whatever, you know. He's just he's a real hero. He's tireless servant leader. So
that's true.
Thanks for being here, my friend.
Yeah. So Baron, so tell us, how did you become connected? Maybe we should start there and kind of set the stage.
So I got elected in 2014, and one of the first things I kept hearing about was the Manter House and the things they were trying to accomplish and the transformations they were trying to instill on that area. And went over, they had an evening meeting, and the public was invited, so I thought, it's my community, I better go check this out.
Yeah.
Went and met, and Mike and I got to know each other a little bit that night, and they invited me back for Christmas and asked if I would serve Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. And that's when Mike and I really spoke about what was really going on there, and I got the full backstory from him and Deanna about what was really happening in that community. And then, of course, you know, you go talk to your police chief and, you know, find out stats and what's going on. And let's be real, though. I mean, I was guilty of this, too, before I got elected. We all live in our own bubble.
Right.
Right? We don't know what's going on. And, you know, well, the government will take care of them. You know, they'll give them food stamps. They'll give them, you know, they'll take care of their rent. You know, that's what we believe, right? And the truth is that we can't do it alone.
No.
And we need that interpersonal experience, you know, that human-to-human contact.
That relationship.
Yeah, somebody loving on us, right? Yeah. Somebody saying, I love you, and we're here for you, and we can all do this together. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that community, even in 2014 to today, what a difference it's made. You know, you got a crime rate of 80% of the calls. Now you're down to about 20, 25% of the calls in that area. Yeah. And when police roll into that area, nobody's running.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
What a difference, right?
Yeah.
You know, 7 years makes. And people are proud of their little establishment there. And I believe this to be true today, and they're very protective.
Right.
Of the Mantra House.
Well, in this little house, exactly. In this little house, it's really like it reminds me, because I had the pleasure of getting to see it, and it's been probably, you know, a year and a half or so now since so maybe it looks different, but I just remember it being like that little cornerstone in the neighborhood. It's like that stronghold. It's like right there. You can't miss it when you drive by it. It's there's something about it that does draw you to it, like your eye. I mean, physically, you're looking at it. And I think when I think of like what you were sharing earlier, and both of you actually, about the, you know, the firemen that come in the neighborhood and the policemen that come in the neighborhood, and you're starting with the younger generation, because now they're building a bond. They're building a relationship that you were just saying, Baron, so that when they see them in the school or in the grocery store or wherever on the street, whether it's a positive or a negative that could still be going on. I hope the running from is really them going more towards, because it's someone they know now. You know,
yeah,
it's an opposite. It's that pebble in the pond, you know, that ripple effect. So you came in, you saw a need, you bought a house that was in great need of redesign. Just when your neighbor mows the lawn, don't you feel good when you come home at night? Like, you're like, wow, he mowed his lawn. Like, that's a little thing. But when you think about when you completely renovated a house and now you're inviting people over to be in your home, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's good.
So I know you've got some dreams. The two of you have been working on some stuff. And I know, Mike, I don't know who would want to start out with this, but you have some dreams of, like, where you're at now and where you want to go. Why don't we talk about, like, where you're at now? Like, what are some needs you're filling?
Well, we have before you, I brought our active schedule for Mantra House in the moment, and you can see that 4 days a week, Mondays through Thursdays, are fairly busy. Everything from 12-step program for adults who are raised in with dysfunction, you know.
Right.
And I think we shared, you know, we go after the small group type atmosphere where it's with mentoring.
Right.
So people can be honest and open and real and share their wounds, and it's a safe place. And and we're seeing some crazy cool testimonies come out of that. Hopefully we can get to after a couple testimonies maybe in a little bit. But
do you mind if I stop you
for
a moment?
Because
I want to make sure that our listeners understand or set the tone. How do people become involved? So you're there, your doors are open. Do they willingly just come? Do you go out? So you're going door to door and telling them about your services? How do they learn about what you offer?
Well, when we do like a one-off event, we'll blanket the neighborhood with a little flyer on the door. We just do a little door hanger, kind of a thing. Just there was another term for that, and it's a door hanger. So we do that. And then we post, so we have a little marquee there, so we always post right there. We believe if we just offer it, you know, build it, they will
mm-hmm.
come.
Yeah.
That's the hope. It's a interesting. We're learning, mm-hmm. and we have some great partners that we were learning about incentivizing people. And the reality is, I love what Baron said earlier. It made me think that we all need a little help, and we all need a little incentive, right?
Yeah.
Usually to move forward. So, you know, our partner gave a number of kitchen utensil items that we can put in we have a little cabinet that they can earn points for attending classes, and then they can go in there and pick something out if they have enough points. So we encourage people in the neighborhood to come, but we also can, through ACCA, we can also get the word out through that.
Okay.
So we don't do a lot of media. We do some social media, of course. We have a Facebook page and a website, but it's a lot of it's word of mouth.
I was going to say, friends.
It really is, and then community members. So we've early on we established. So I'm going to jump a little bit, but I think it applies. Early on, we went to a meeting with Christine Haggard, who's the community organizer for that neighborhood through the county, and it was held at a school, and it was mm-hmm. between July and November. And we showed up, and I was like, I didn't know about this stuff. So I was like, okay, I'll go. So I sat and heard some very interesting things, things that got me thinking outside mm-hmm. the box. And as we walked out the parking lot, we realized there was a connection there and said, I think there's a reality that we might need to work together. So okay. In November, we, of course, held our first meeting. I think Christine was there. So we have partnered with them in ways that they've got great resources, great trainings. And so that's been a really cool way. So there's that way that people hear about us.
Okay.
Through the county, which is kind of fun. So yeah. when somebody shows up from Reading to come to a class, we get mm-hmm. pretty excited because the word's getting out.
So. They're pretty connected as well. I mean, so being connected with the county, with your government agencies, your law enforcement, I imagine just by the nature of your partnerships, like you're saying, your community partnerships, that word of mouth builds pretty quickly. So I want to hear more about that. We'll let Baron share a little more about his passion about the project as well. But we're going to take a break real quick. And then when we come back, we'll go ahead and start with you, Mike. And then, Baron, feel free to chime in anytime. That would be great. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now. We are here every second Thursday of the month at 6:05. I'm Michelle Slade. I'm your host this evening. And we are here with two gentlemen who are really just making a big impact in our community. They are those unsung heroes, those people that rise above, not because they're told to, but because it's the right thing to do. And you know, what I found doing this show, unsung heroes really don't want to be called heroes. It's embarrassing to them because they're really humble and they're doing it just because that's what their heart's calling them to do, to make a difference. But the whole heart of this show is for me to be able to find those, what I think or what our community thinks are those nuggets of people who are really just making a difference that we can shine a spotlight on. Because when we do that, when we shine a spotlight, I believe on a hero, it's contagious. And that energy and that contagiousness, if that's a word, is what will help that next person want to be the next unsung hero. Not so they can be called that, but because it's when you're in a room and everyone's laughing, suddenly you're starting to laugh and you don't even know why or what was funny. You weren't even there when the joke was said. And the energy could be the opposite way as well. And so if we can just shine a spotlight on these unsung heroes and talk about how they're changing lives, whether it's one person at a time or a community at a time, that's really what we're going to do here on Heroes of the North State. So with that, I want to say, Mike Gallagher, thank you so much for creating a community center down in Anderson that I know Barron's with us, Barron Browning. He's with the Anderson City Council. And there was a great need, if you're just tuning in, there was a great need in Anderson back in 2011 where in one particular neighborhood there was a crime rate where the police department were receiving about 80% of the calls in that neighborhood were based on a really desperate need. And oftentimes that's just because we're in a situation where maybe it's a high crime rate because it's poverty or generational poverty or everything that goes along with that. And so you saw a need, you and your wife, Deanna, your co-founders of it, and then other community partners came in and joined you. You now have a group of about, 35 volunteers a year?
As many as.
And then, Barron, you're one of them.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So here
whenever
we are.
Whenever my phone rings.
Exactly. We'll call him every day. So he said, whenever. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit more about finishing your thought before we went to commercial break?
Yeah, we were talking about how we get the word out. And what's so wonderful is to have so many people who show up that don't get paid. They just show up because they want to love people. They want to mentor. They want to, you know, serve somehow. And they find a place where they can use their gifts and talents and love on people and see people succeed, you know.
Yeah.
and one step up is amazing. And I do want to, you know, before I forget, give a really big shout out. You know, my biggest hero is my wife. She is she messes me up in a really good way. She's amazing. She's she can love, and she's the executive director. She's incredibly gifted, incredibly talented, incredibly wise. And knows she can see the whole picture and know what to do where. And
yeah.
And I'm so thankful to be married to her, but a partner in this. She does 90% of it. I fix a few broken things around there and then show up most Thursday nights, you know, that's to our Bible study. But that's about it. But and actually we have a great group and a great lineup through the week. But so shout out to Deanna Gallagher. She's really my hero, and I'm proud of her. And Barron as well. You know, I mean, here's a guy who served our country in the United States Marine Corps, and and then came out of that and spent an amazing career in business and in the business world, and then showed up in Anderson and just continues to serve. And when we were talking in the break, you know, when I can look through a window on an evening where we're serving a dinner, you know, a sit down plated dinner where actually one testimony was, this is the best meal we've had all year. And it's really not that fancy. That was a true note, not
That's
making that
wonderful.
One up. And, I look through the window cause I'm out man in the fire pit, and I look through and I have the chief of police and the mayor of Anderson serving dinner to these folks. Smiles, you know, on their faces.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you think, okay, maybe we're doing something right. You know, maybe we've found that niche that needs to be filled. And so, and that's wonderful to have them, but all the other folks that just show up and serve tirelessly, they're the heroes. They get all the work done. We could not do it ourselves. We couldn't do all that's going on at Mantor House. And did we want to chat a little bit about, is that a good segue to?
This is really a good time to talk about, if I'm a person in the community and I need help, and I know that there's a better way of life or a better quality of life, or I'm doing some things well, but I know I need help in some other things, talk about some of the services that you offer to create that change.
Yeah. So one of the cool things on – so maybe we'll just run through the days, and I think that'll answer the question. On Mondays, it's kind of the guys' day at the Mantor House. We have a couple of guys that do some of the maintenance things, and just they show up in the morning, but they also prep for their evening time, which is, they call it guys grub and game night. So they hang out, and what's so neat is they've had as many as 15, some weeks it's four, but sometimes it's 15, and they serve a meal and they hang out. And what's so amazing is a lot of the guys that show up, they don't have community like that anywhere else.
Right.
The rest of the week they're in their apartment, you know, and they're kind of, you know, isolated. So when we can break that chain of isolation and they can be in community, it's super powerful. And they'll watch football or play games or cards, or, you know, they do a little Bible study as well. And so it's just a really cool thing. And I'm super, super grateful for that, because as guys, we know it's pretty easy to isolate most times. So then on Tuesdays, there's relationships. It says just talking about having healthy, thriving relationships. And we use the curriculum, keep your love on, you know, so it's just amazing, amazing stuff. We're so thankful for that, stuff there. So, snack and prayer time in the afternoon, you know, if people just want to come and be supported, then it's kind of fun. This is a little newer thing, but it's a move and meal prep. They just stretch for a little while. So we've got a gal that's a nurse that just knows about health, and it's good to stretch. So they just do a little stretch time, and they have and then they're teaching how to make just a healthy, simple, quick, like a lunch meals, you know, just things that are high nutrient, low carb, simple stuff.
And I was there once about 4 months ago and walked in, and we were supposed to meet, and they were all excited just to see what they're going to prepare for today and what they could learn. So it's cool watching that.
No, that's good.
Yeah. We've learned a lot about food and working with folks that are in systemic poverty or generational poverty. It's food is a very interesting thing.
Well, it changes your whole mind, body, soul kind of approach. I mean, food, you got to meet them at the basic, you know, the very basic needs, and diet and exercise, the stretching are really just the core of who we are, and we can build, it's a foundation we can build on top of too.
Well, think about it. When you're getting a lot of your food from food banks, what you're getting is bread and pastas.
That's true.
And so they're not getting a lot of the healthy meats that you and I get to have the privilege of getting, which is the meat side. They don't get a lot of the proteins, and they only get a lot of the vegetables when it's summertime and we're growing gardens. So things to think about.
And those, again, that's a great point, Baron, because, you know, so thankful for the community gardens that are providing that during that harvest season. It's super cool.
True.
So we've got, you know, and then the journey, and maybe that'll lead us in, maybe in the next segment we can talk about future story, because that's the thing that's pretty exciting when we look at this one curriculum and what it can do and has been doing.
Yeah, let's talk about that in the next when we spend a little more time on it.
Yeah, cool. So then Thursdays, there's quite a few. There's the journey. There's a move class where they're just talking about exercise, and then future story is being taught. And then we can talk a little bit more about the other places that that's actually being taught, because that we kind of feel like Future Stories, another great export out of Anderson to to our friends to the north. So it's awesome. We're proud of that.
It sounds like, just in looking at your lineup here, and if you're listening now and you want to go and see a really just a full list of what we're talking about, because obviously we don't have the time to go into all the details, but please visit their website. You're going to find that. Is it ShastaThrives.org? .org. Mm-hmm. But what it really sounds like, we're going to go into a commercial break real shortly, but to kind of sum it up, is you're really just meeting people in their basic needs of what a good to help build a firm foundation of where they are, whether it be through diet and exercise or relationship building or learning how to just connect with people. And gosh, with that comes a whole gamut of conversation, I'm sure, because then you have the language barriers and how to use words. Words are so powerful. They can either build you up or tear you down in just a moment. Notice. Yeah. And so it's pretty remarkable, honestly, Mike, what you're doing. So you and Deanna, so thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, our last segment, we're going to talk about what's the future look like and how can you get involved, or would you want to come down to Mantor House? Maybe you have a need, and how you can get a hold of this amazing foundation. So thank you. We'll be right back.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black Bear Diamond feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Reading's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Reading, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street and open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Reading's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Oh,
We are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we are here every second Thursday of the month. And it is a pleasure tonight. I've really just had a great time getting to know Mike Gallagher, the co-founder of Shasta Thrive and Manter House. And then, of course, Baron Browning is here, and he's with Anderson City Council. And tonight we're just hearing about the heart of these local heroes here in the North State, just making a difference in the lives of community members and literally, in this case, shaping and changing neighborhood and community and families, and not just the families that are there now, but generational bonds that have been holding this community back for probably far too long. We're talking about maybe three generations. Just to give you a quick overview, if you're just now tuning in, the neighborhood that we're talking about down in Anderson had a crime rate where 80% of the phone calls coming into the Anderson Police Department were coming out of this neighborhood. We now know that that has decreased by 63% since 2011, which is remarkable. Great job, and that in itself is the true definition of a hero. And we know that you didn't do it alone, Mike. You had a community behind you and backing you, and volunteers and support groups. And you have the neighborhood, of course, who received it well and have come in and learned cooking skills. They've learned relationship skills, how to budget, how to manage money, how parenting classes, building bonds that will last a lifetime with their family members and friends, and the list goes on and on. And you have classes for all of that. And I know you have a big dream and a hope for the future. So why don't we go ahead and start there? Like, what does that look like to you and your team?
Well, I think ultimately that there would be no fatherlessness, and there wouldn't be anybody living, you know, without enough, and that no child in that neighborhood would have to go without food up to 5 days a month, which we've heard that testimony in the past. You know, those kind of things should motivate us. You know, if God's call doesn't, you know, that those statistics, and just quickly on that statistic, which is pretty cool, is that was violent crime came down 63%, and violent crime covers the five areas of, I think there's five categories, you know, not just murder, but rape, domestic violence, you know, and assault and the bodily assault, and there's two assault things. So we're super stoked about that, and we just played a small role. The police did all the heavy lifting, but we're super grateful for that. And then another cool statistic that came out of the county is that graduation rates in that area have actually gone up about 17%. And that came out
fantastic.
Of the county.
Yeah,
like, that's, you know, yay.
Yeah.
So that'll work. You know, we need kids graduating high school. So super, super thankful for those things.
Future story.
Yes.
Future story, where we want to go. So we want to see systemic poverty, you know, eradicated.
Yes.
I'm hoping to see that in my lifetime. That would be wonderful. And we start with one neighborhood. We get, you know, start where you're at. Just help one person. Part of the big learning curve has been understanding poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. To be honest with you, I grew up lower middle class, but I never went without food. I always had clothes. I never had to think about that stuff. I never once ever thought that I would, and not since have I ever had to worry about whether I was going to eat today. And so, you know, understanding that, the thought processes and how they survive, it was very, very enlightening for me personally. And then, of course, Deanna has done quite a bit more in the education department, and so want to lead into talking quickly about how over about 3 years of learning about poverty and Philip Duvall's book, Getting Ahead in a Just Getting By World, I think is the title of his book, that really taught us about the 11 social resources, you know, and so learning about those things and beginning to apply those and seeing how they work in society and in mm-hmm. the neighborhood that we are in. So that also with, and I think Ruby K. Payne's work. If you've read any of Ruby K. Payne, she's kind of the expert in the country on poverty and how it just how it operates. And there's the mindset, you know, it's understanding how the mind works in that. So those were just great, great learning tools that we got to apply, and how you communicate with somebody that's mm-hmm. in crisis is different than I would communicate with Baron.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's just different.
So we have to meet people where they are.
Yeah, and you can only do that if you kind of try to understand where mm-hmm. they're coming from, and it was a steep learning curve for us, but we're gaining on it. It's still a lot of work to do. So that kind of leads to Future Story is a 15-week program, curriculum. Future Story is a mm-hmm. curriculum because we believe they can rewrite their future. Their current story doesn't have to stay the same. We believe in people as ability to change, you know, and
absolutely.
Nothing's impossible, right? So we believe that with all our heart. And so Deanna, over time, with lots of help and just the learning curve, mm-hmm. she wrote it, rewrote it twice, two more times, and then published, I believe it was April of last year, the curriculum, the workbook called Future Story, and that's available on Amazon. If anybody would like to go check that out, please do. And that is the curriculum used now also not just at Mantra House, but it's being taught at the Good News Rescue Mission. Our friend Kelly Verhoog is leading that charge, and then also over at CareNet Pregnancy Center, and that's just a continuing program. That's just they finish one class, and they'll start the other one. They have a graduation, and Baron's got to officiate our mm-hmm. one of our graduations, which was super honoring and cool to have him there on that. And it's just fun to celebrate folks who have come out of very tough situations, really difficult. I mean, I'm not trading my life. I'm going to keep my own struggles, my own stuff, you know, really. Because mm-hmm. when you see what people, and then to see them overcome some of those wounds and hurts and go and have hope for the future, I mean, that's transformation, right? So.
Yeah, and
the great thing about when they're graduating, if I could just add this,
is please.
They're literally, they tell you a piece of that story when they're graduating, which I was honored to be at, and I thank you for inviting me. But to hear their heartfelt emotions of what they've gained in Future Story and watching them transform from what they saw in the beginning to that end, it's phenomenal. People that are coming out of their shell, that are not isolated in their world anymore or in their own mind.
Right.
In a lot of cases, it's all up here.
It's unlocking possibilities.
Yeah, and getting rid of all that old baggage and really figuring out that those moments don't define them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's cool.
Yeah, one of the things that's taught there is that in every negative turn in your life, there is redeeming value in it. There's something that can be redeemed out of that. And that has, we've heard just so many testimonies of that moment when they were able to say, nope, I'm going to use that for good. That right there doesn't mark me for life. It's an event and it's real, but I'm going to use that and I'm going to see the redeeming value of that. There's somewhere in there, there can be good out of it. Mm-hmm. And when you can get folks to begin to believe that and see it, it's phenomenal. And I had this thought this morning, thinking about the show tonight, we've had many of them take it over again, and I'm encouraged. And there was a time when I would think, "Are we 2 minutes?" Okay.
Yeah.
So, there was a time when I thought, "Come on, you know, just get it, you know."
Yeah.
And yet, I'll read a book 4 times.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Just so I get it in me, and I'm like, "Oh, we want to celebrate that." So we learn. And one of the things that Christine Haggard, we're so thankful for, she taught us really to just celebrate the little every gain, everything gained, you celebrate it, and. Folks generally end up in these situations only got negative statements, you know.
It's easy to point out the negative, right?
And that's all they heard. Yeah. You know, growing up is just one negative thing after another. So anyways, we could talk about all that stuff for a long time. I'm not the expert. My wife should be here.
Oh.
And she's the one that could
I
speak
think
more eloquently on that. But we're thankful, you know, and if people want to get involved, they can email us at MantraHouse. ShastaThrive@gmail.com. If you have questions, you know, we'd love to have that.
Come to the dinner.
Come to the dinner. Thank you.
Talk about the dinner.
Thank you.
So October 11th is your fundraising event that's going to showcase a lot of these stories, I believe, and you're going to have an opportunity to meet Mike and Deanna personally. So definitely want to encourage you to come and get tickets. How do they do that?
Look for that coming. We're going to do it through Eventbrite again, but we'll be – look on Facebook.
Okay.
Follow us on Facebook, and we'll be posting the information.
Shasta Thrive on Facebook.
Shasta Thrive.
Perfect. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Thanks, we could Michelle. Literally fill up another 2 hours. We've got 30 seconds, so I just want to thank you for coming. Thank you so much for giving of your time, for giving of yourself so unselfishly, and for giving back to our community, because honestly, not only are you shaping the community in Anderson, but it's that ripple effect that's affecting everybody. I mean, look, we're here talking about it on the radio, and we're reaching so many people. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Baron, for coming.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Tune in next month on the second Thursday of the month for Heroes of the North State at 6:05 p.m. I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you for listening.